Give me a check, 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 my friend.
Check, check, check. 1-2, 1-2.
Yes,
pop quiz.
Yes, you're coming good across. Boy. That's good. That looks good. And I look good, too.
I'm coming across.
Okay, welcome to the Moose Turd Cafe, Volume 1, Show Number 2. Okay. And I don't know who our guest list will include today, but the hosts are going to be Mike Diesel and John Case. And once again, breakfast is served.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Almost done.
Yes. And I guess this morning we can start out with a kind of a, I guess, a cheer and a fart at the same time. You know, one of those things where you yell real loud and you forget yeah, that you had a little gas in your stomach. That kind of thing.
Whoops, whoops, whoops. I am sorry, and I chose the wrong elevator.
You're that twin. Yes, right. I haven't seen it.
It's so funny to pass gas in an elevator.
That's not going to be good.
You know, I tried to convince my sister that was a genetic thing. This, for those who don't know it yet, this famous study of twins, in which two twins at age 40 had been separated at birth, raised in different countries, different families, different cultures, blah blah blah. 40 years later, they meet, okay, and it turns out they both enjoy, as a joke, passing gas in an elevator. You know, now, and so one wonders whether there's a genetic tag of some sort that leads to that sort
genetically
of
predisposed to enjoy making other people's nostrils suffer.
Yeah, right. That kind of thing. Right. And so my sister says, well, if it's genetic, it's only with men.
Yeah, that.
She said, you know, and I was thinking about that. And I said, well, she might be right. I can't think of, you know, I'm trying to think of, I've never met a woman who, you know, there's always the first for everything, but I've never met a woman who would think that was funny.
Well, I don't.
Maybe. I just don't
know. I know that you've traveled. You're a weary traveler, much like I am, around this great nation of ours.
This is a perfect breakfast topic for the Moose Turd Cafe,
but
by the way.
I'm certain you have not traveled with female stand-ups.
So you can't say. Me neither. Okay. I mean, you know.
I'm just pointing out.
Right.
There are some, you know, female stand-ups who enjoy a bit of a crude relationship with their male counterparts, and there's nothing wrong with that.
Well, okay. I mean, okay.
I don't want to make anything exclusively a guy's domain because
you'll end up being wrong. You'll end up being wrong. Right. You're right.
Well, one way or the other, you will. Sure.
That's right. You will.
Sure. You're not gonna. Oh, really?
Yeah, really? I enjoy that.
You can't make that. There's no exclusivity in that kind of behavior.
So, that's yeah. All. Anyway, okay, well, then the next topic, I think, now that your hash, quote-unquote, is being served, excuse me. The healthcare bill.
Drink some coffee.
The healthcare bill.
Yes, the health don't care bill.
Now, do you think? Now, I heard a rumor today that the.
Lots of people say. I read somewhere a rumor that people are saying. Yes, go on, please.
Anyway, I'm delighted that the effort to repeal has failed. However, the latest, and I assume they'll try it again when they put their tax budget plan together. They're probably going to try the same thing, okay? I mean, I don't think they're going to give up, frankly. I think McConnell, just for the satisfaction of his donors at all, has to keep pretending he's going to. I mean, they have to keep trying. I mean, otherwise, if they actually come out and say, oh, we were just fooling. We just wasted your time for 10 years, you know.
Mm,
with our big program.
We continue to try to improve the nation's health care.
Thank you, Senator McConnell, for joining us this morning. I wasn't sure you were going to be a guest. And how do you feel about this classic defeat of your leadership?
Certainly. Well, I don't see it as a defeat in this case. We certainly didn't have the votes this time around, but we're going to continue to work diligently for the people of America. Sure.
Are you going to support this bipartisan effort here to try and stabilize the markets in different states of the existing plant?
I want you to take a moment and write this down.
Okay, I'll write it down. I got my pen
there. No bipartisan work.
Oh, I see. Okay. Right. Okay. You mean people who
have given the Democrats opportunity after opportunity to work with us, and they have decided that they would rather gum the whole works up and be political instead of supporting American people.
Senator, and as a reward for your patriotism, I'm thinking of putting you into the next rocket ship to Neptune. As an example to Neptunians of a perfect Republican senator.
That is patently ridiculous and an insult, and I am going to depart this conversation.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. Come back anytime. You know, by the way, why are we meeting in the men's room?
Wow, that was weird.
Yeah.
I was going to ask.
Anyway, all right, Senator McConnell.
They don't really.
Thank you for channeling him in, by the way, Mike. That was nice to hear from the senator, and
sure.
There is no bipartisanship. I'm glad to hear that we haven't given up. He's going to take us down a road to hell.
Yertle the turtle. It's always good to hear from Yertle.
And I see now the religious. You know, moron, firebrand, former Chief Justice Roy Moore in Alabama has defeated the establishment's strange choice, including President Trump. But it came out of nowhere with the support of Steve Bannon, and took it away. Took it away. He's a firebrand. He's a firebrand. He's the Elmo Gantry on heroin. You know?
He's also said that, gay people should not be allowed to exist.
I think that, he should...
said that two years ago.
I believe in the North Korean approach to this question right now. Okay, I know you're hopefully...
He's basically been fired from his job.
Well, yeah, because he doesn't uphold the Constitution.
A couple of times.
Yeah. Yeah, he's just, he's like a Joe Arpaio on the bench.
That's a dick. That's a really good comparison. If you were to do an analysis, that's exactly who he is.
You know, and Joe Arpaio on the bench is like David Duke in the legislature.
Yeah.
They're all Nazis. Mm-hmm. I'm going to use that. Paul Krugman is, thank God. Okay, Paul Krugman has finally come out and said that's what they are. They're American Nazis, these fools, these criminals. And by the way, I think you and me, Mike, I think we should start making a list of the departments of the United States government that are now headed by criminals. And I think we ought to be careful about it.
You're looking at, right off the top of my head, I would say the EPA.
That's Scott Pruitt, right?
Yeah, that's Pruitt.
Right, okay. We can make a case against him.
The guy that likes to fly around in big old jet airliners.
Well, there's the corruption plus, but I'm talking about the acts against, he's actually undermining existing law, right? He's refusing to enforce existing law. To me, that's a high crime.
Yeah, high crime and a misdemeanor.
Felony.
I would have to. I think the courts would have to be involved in determining that to the extent of.
Well, I'm acting as the prosecutor here.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go.
I think he should be charged. You know, the minimum.
That is a felony on the part of my client, Your Honor. Oh, you just admitted that. Well, thank you.
Right. Now, if we can prove there's also a conspiracy, like, you know, a fascist type conspiracy going on, then I believe that, you know, I believe the treason charges can be contemplated. But that would be based on the investigation.
I can tell you this. There was late word from some, maybe they're limited. I don't know the whole story. I don't want to speak without having everything in front of me. I don't have it in front of me right now. But there are a great number of White House staffers who have prepared or are going to prepare their resignations.
I've heard that. I hope that's true. I want to tell you also that I believe that the minute Robert Mueller comes out with a report, that Trump will fire him.
Oh, well, yeah, and all that's going to do is ignite the country. All that's going to do, you know, that's obviously a calculated move. And everybody sees that coming, because he's not nearly as pre-planned or cunning as everyone thinks. You know, there's been this theory that, oh, you know, as you and I have discussed, oh, he's crazy like a fox. Nope, turns out it's just crazy. He's nuts. He really has absolutely no comprehension of what he's talking about at any given moment. He is a moment by moment guy. He doesn't know from one minute to the next what the hell he's talking about.
Okay.
And that continues to be a foreshadowing problem, because the reality is you can be that way in business and still succeed. But that's business. That's not the business of the people. When you're dealing with the business of the people, you are, as a lawmaker, restricted by laws. This country was built on the rule of law. I mean, it was also built on a lot of tears of marginalized citizens, but point being, there is now laws that are in place on the books, which you just alluded to a few minutes ago, that they continue to defy and defile on a regular basis.
Yeah, I think a case can be made.
What you're looking at, well, now let's look at the timeline. What you're looking at, when you look at the timeline of the Russian meeting at Trump Tower, when you begin to see all of that put together, you understand that this idiot actually was very aware. He has lied continuously, saying he was not aware that there was a meeting, and that is proving to be absolute bullshit.
I think just pardoning Joe Arpaio is obstruction of justice.
Oh, there's no doubt about that.
You know?
Yeah. I completely agree with you. Yeah. Yeah, there's that's a problem beyond a problem. And you know, some of these things that we're seeing are, as we have spoken so many times on the air, are really, really stressful on the community, the country as a whole. There is an added level of stress that he puts on everyone around him that I don't even think he's aware of, because of his stupidity, because of his ignorance, because of his lack of knowledge of the law, of legislation, of how our government works. And you know, I understand the other side of that, and we've talked about this as well, is the gaslighting will continue as long as, and I don't know if you saw the percentage, but it is the percentage of coverage on Hillary's emails in comparison to things that weren't covered, that were certainly negative stories about him. It's embarrassing. It's embarrassing, John. The entire national media completely dropped the ball in a pathetic, pathetic way. It was, you know, hey, we want to find out about your plan for jobs. But before we talk about that, let's just talk about your server. And now, now it's coming out that more than five people in the current crapbag administration are using private email servers.
I'm sure it's more. You know, they all probably. See, I told you again.
Probably,
this is
bull. But my point is, I think the media has to be. Artie Melber covered this, and I'm proud of him for doing it. I'm certain he didn't make any friends in the national media, but he pointed out, look, you guys dropped the ball. This was wrong on a lot of different levels, and sad because their favorite thing was to beat the crap out of Hillary Clinton constantly.
Oh yeah, right, yeah.
You know, and you start to see, people who even were kind of marginally supportive of her start to shy away. Start to move in a different direction and say, I question this as well. And the reality is there's no there. It's a media generated story.
Sure, like Facebook.
Epic bullshit.
Well, you know, for example, I knew. Okay, you know, like I almost knew this immediately. I mean, the thing that tipped me off more than was the anti-Hillary stuff coming from supposedly Bernie Sanders sources.
Right
now.
Right.
Now I know. I could tell the ones that were okay, and of course I also know some people that were doing it because they're just ultra leftist and they it's all masturbation to them. Okay, you can't even talk to them. Okay, but political.
Yeah, that's a degree of fanaticism.
We used to have to deal with that, everywhere. But in the 60s, okay, it was different, right? What was coming on then was not so much these fake ads every place, but these people that turned out to be police spies. Okay, and that would come up to you, and they would claim to be, anti-war or pro-civil rights or anti-racist or whatever,
Well, at the very least, sympathetic to the movement that you were.
The first thing they would tell you is, hey, I know where to get some guns.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And that immediately, I said, you're a cop. This happened so many times, because it was all an attempt to entrap people into engaging in, violent whatever, so they could set you up and kill you.
See, the left is violent. See, look at the violent leftists. Look at them. They're violent.
And a bunch of the bots, stuff had that feel to them,
I read some stories that were sent to me by friends in the stand-up world, and I'm like,
what?
I'm looking at them. I'm like, do you actually believe this crap? This is what you're basing your opinion on? What the hell's wrong with you? And they're like, I don't trust her. I don't trust her. Her emails, I don't trust her. I'm like, this is not a true story. It's a story, but and that's all it is. It's a made up, fictitious bunch of crap. like a lot of folks, unfortunately, some of them bought it. Lock, stock, and friggin' barrel. They did.
And some are still, they're buried in it. That's true.
That's delicious psyops, Bob.
Yeah. Well, it's going to come.
Love me some psyops, long time.
Right. Well, it's going to get heavier. Yeah. By the way, I'm so glad that you helped reserve seats for us down in the, in your car.
The seats were originally reserved.
Yeah.
On a bus, but we.
I mean, they wanted $50 a person, even in the start, or $49 or something like that. It was pretty high.
I don't know that it was that high, and I think there might have been some confusion. But the bottom line is we have a, I have a situation with my my hip that I think is probably better that we go ahead and take the car. You know, I don't want to be out there and have it, you know, go out and then I'm stuck and you have to
walk 20 blocks. Yeah, I understand, man.
Right, I don't mind. Well, I like walking.
Unless your hip goes out.
You know, that's one of my favorite exercises. That's one of the things I have done for the past 7 or 8 years. Now I've been laid up for about 2.5, maybe almost 3 weeks now, with this bad hip, but I'm looking forward to going back to doing cardio because I am driving myself and my wife completely crazy. You know, so hold on. I said that. Excuse me. Thank you.
Ooh. Oh boy. You almost got in trouble. Yeah. I can tell you almost got in trouble there.
No, I didn't get in trouble. No. Somebody needs to stand there. Wait. That's all I'm saying.
What?
Now I'm gonna get in trouble.
Oh boy.
I half the time I'm teasing, so you know that's what I do.
I know you can't be serious.
Yes, I can, and don't call me Shirley. Shirley, you don't mean. Yes, I do.
Oh man.
Airplane.
Oh man.
What a great movie.
Oh man.
Leslie Nielsen resurrected his career as a comedic actor.
Oh, right. It was just unbelievable how he got it done. Actually, you know,
he
turned it into a whole thing. And movies. Yeah,
I love those. This shit's really gonna hit the fan.
That's true. You know, I don't think there's any question about it.
I don't, John, feel as if it's a, you know, nothing is in our society right now is a done deal. But I don't know if you can call what's going on with regards to Mueller or anything else a done deal. But I do know this. Spicer has lawyered up. So I don't know if you were aware of that.
I think I heard there was an article about that like a couple of days after he appeared on you know, on the Emmy thing.
On the Emmys? Yeah.
He was lawyering up, yeah.
A prominent D.C. defense attorney, which begs the question, I understand that press secretaries make a reasonable amount of money, but that's a whole hell of a lot of money. You know, when you're lawyering, gosh, what's wrong with me?
What is lawyering up?
Lawyering up at that level, when you're, you know, that's a whole lot of money. You're not talking about chump change. These guys get paid a whole lot of money. Now, it remains to be seen what role he's played, but the questions are beginning this week. As early as this week, Mueller is going to be questioning White House staff. And you're seeing a lot of folks get nervous. There's a whole lot of reason to be. I think there's a whole lot of reason for them to be nervous.
They think that Mueller has a history of moving, you know, quickly, you know, and he doesn't like to have.
And the one thing he doesn't like to do is he doesn't like to screw around. He doesn't like to play, you know, footsie. He's demonstrated that. And again, I'll go back to what Malcolm Nance said. To get a no-knock order requires you to have that FISA warrant given to you based on empirical evidence.
No, I know, yeah.
I'm going to say that again, just so, for emphasis. Based on empirical evidence.
Right. And there's some risk that he may destroy it if he's notified in advance of
the... Well, that's exactly why they did the raid.
Yeah, right.
Is there has... See, here's the thing. This guy and Roger Stone have been, you know, in the crosshairs, for lack of a better term, of the FBI for a long time. A long time. And for people to either minimize that or assume that it's not a big deal, bullshit. This is a big deal. This is a really big deal. And some folks can, you know, oh, well, that's, you know, this is the same thing the Democrats do. And but no, it's not. This is not the same thing. This is not your, you know, you have, and obviously, it remains to be seen whether or not there's an entire party who's okay with collusion. Who thinks that that's, you know, part and parcel to our general political makeup now? Is that what we do? Do, you know, are we a country that accepts collusion? And that's going to be interesting to see. But not only that, and my wife pointed this out to me, and she's absolutely dead on. Collusion isn't necessarily considered a crime. I think you have to take it to the level of conspiracy. Well, does your participation in a an election with a foreign official, can you consider that? So there's all kinds of questions.
Well, I mean, I think there was
the one that I keep coming back to is, look, you have people at the things that I see. You have people at rallies, carrying Russian flags at Trump rallies, and I don't think that that's that well meaning.
No, I think this is the authoritarian. There are these people that are holding him up as their ideal of authoritarianism, and that's what they support.
If he speaks what you think, change the way you think.
Yeah, change right. I mean, that's the whole thing about authority. You got to follow somebody, man. You got to have a great leader, you know. You got to be convinced, oh, this is the great leader, you know. And I don't have to think about anything anymore. I just follow orders, you know. Be a good soldier.
Believe me.
Oh, God.
Believe me.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Believe me.
You jackass.
Some people say, believe me.
They don't.
I'm the NFL. He's fired.
You're right.
What? Yeah. The hell are you talking about? Right.
He's just, you know.
Well, I mean, but I think that this is like a carnival barker's vision of the world.
It's a salesman.
You know? Yeah, and unfortunately, he peddles in hate and divisiveness. There's no, I don't see any, I don't see him with the ability to sell anything but. There's no real, I don't think there's any core there. I think it's just, as I said, it's at that moment.
Yeah,
we're gonna put on a show. That's what we're doing. Every day is a different show, man.
Well, that's true. That's true.
It's a different show by a really, really bad stand-up comic.
And he's, but it's a different kind of show, though. I mean, this is a thing where, I got to keep my, I'm always fighting an enemy, right, you know?
Yep. We're up on 7 a.m. here at www.enlightenedradio.org here at the Moose Turd Cafe by the Red Caboose in Bolivar, West Virginia. Your original Dusty Footed Philosopher and host, Mr. John Case, on the air here at the Winners and Losers Radio broadcast with the Moose Turd Cafe edition.
Yes. Well,
also, too, is sometimes Sidekick, who calls in occasionally and does some pretty marginal impressions.
Not so marginal, man. Remember, the source of all profit is at the margin. That's an economic sex term, you know.
If I could just get to the margin, man. I can see it. I can see it, John. Do you see the margin? The margin's almost there, man.
You know, you listen to these, you know, I just call them snot rags, you know, at the rich.
Hey, by the way, can you give me about 2 or 3 minutes and I'll call you back?
Oh, yes, of course.
Or even less. Like a minute.
All right, I'm going to do a little news. Okay, call me. Remember the right number. Remember the right number to call back now.
No, I got it. I know.
Okay, all right, buddy. All right, take care. Bye-bye. Oh, he hung up. There we go. Okay. So you're listening to EnlightenRadio.org. My name is John Case, of course, and Mike will be back in a minute. Listen, we're coming up a little bit later this morning. I think we're going to be talking to Joseph Cohen from the West Virginia ACLU. And then around 10 o'clock, I think Resistance Radio with Stuart Acuff is going to come on. And if you want to call in to our program, actually you can. It's 304-885-0708 right now, but I'm going to have to knock you off when Mike gets on. You know, why don't you wait a little while? Be better. Then you can call in. Anyway, important. We've covered some of the important news. Everyone's been following the big discussion about what is patriotism in the light of the NFL's standing in solidarity with in opposing this the racism basically coming from Trump. I mean, these are teams that are made up of people from lots of different countries and racial backgrounds and ethnic backgrounds, and they have to work together and trust each other. And you can't do that when the President of the United States is just directly insulting and giving comfort to white supremacists, Nazis, and whatever, you know, which is, I'm sorry, in the multinational cultural world in which we all live and work, and it will ever be more so, then you can't do that. Good morning. Who's calling? In the Moose Turd Cafe? It's Mike Diesel. By the way, it's nice because now your name comes up right up here. When I like that. I think we also got to cover this morning the devastation of Puerto Rico and the fact that the president has said, I'm sorry, your debt's too big. To hell with you.
Yeah, it's their fault. It isn't Wall Street.
Whoa. Here it is. Brown people.
Yeah. They just,
you know.
Yeah, they don't care.
You know, the food at the Moose Turd Cafe is better than anything being served in Puerto Rico right now.
Well, there isn't any food in Puerto Rico. At least that would be sustenance. Right now, they got nothing. They got no clean water, no access to clean water. They got no access to medication. People are beginning to die. Senior citizens. Imagine being, you know, John, I understand, and I don't mean to be, but imagine being, you know, I think about my mom. You know, my mom is, you know, going to be 80.
I think about me.
Well, I think about you as well. You know, there are people who have to have access to medication. They don't have it.
That's true.
And we have big, powerful ships that can run an island off of their own power grid. And we're not sending them.
They can't even, you know, and one of the big things is, it's like one of the big super extra costs that they pay all the time for being a colony, is they can't bring ships from other countries in to help. You know, because they have to pay a fee to the whoever it is in New York, you know, that there's all these colonial kind of things that that involve money and a lack of independence.
What's the main city there?
In Puerto Rico?
In Puerto Rico, there's a mayor who, a female mayor,
okay,
who's, you know, been traipsing.
I failed that quiz.
In her hip waders, as part of different rescue teams, and she just said last night there are tons of volunteers.
San Juan.
Yeah, there are tons of volunteer nurses, doctors, orderlies, firefighters sitting, John, because they haven't gotten their marching orders.
Yeah, this dick. It's criminal. I mean, criminal.
And that's HHS, man.
Criminal. Criminal.
So they're not getting any orders from the asinine douchebags that are flying around our country trying to talk about tax cuts.
So he keeps threatening to do something to Kim Jong-un, you know, but turns out what he really wants to do is kill brown people in Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
See, there's the essence of the gaslighting right there. There you go. Gaslighting. If you pay attention to this, he actually is killing people.
Lots of people who are now dead. Some people say lots of people. Believe me, they didn't invest in the right thing. Believe me. And now you have this entire asinine party trying to move on to their additional tax cuts for who? What are the tax cuts for? They're not for us. They're not for you. They're not for me.
And then you also see that that Trump is directly, administratively underfunding and basically sabotaging the enrollment process into the affordable health care.
Cutting the advertising, sure, by 90-some percent.
And doing nothing, and cutting out money that is needed for the subsidies for some of these markets to work at all. West Virginia is one that's in serious trouble, okay, because there's only one provider. Okay, and no private provider really wants to insure an old sick state. Okay, they really don't.
No.
Not without,
It goes back to that cartoon I told you about that my brother had displayed. It was just so well done. Money guys asking questions about somebody in the hospital, like, hey, how do you make money on this? Well, we're a hospital. We don't really concern ourselves with that. We like to, our mission is to make sure people are healthy. They come in sick and we try to improve their lives. Well, how do you make money on that? Who makes money? No, you don't get it. Our job is to, the person is now whole and they can go back and have a productive life. But that, how do you get a profit on that?
Yeah.
I'm trying to tell you.
Right.
It's like the modern day version of who's on first.
Oh yeah, yeah. You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right.
It's and then at the end the marketing money guy is like, it's like we're talking a different language. Yes. Yes it is. It's very much like we're talking a different language because the investment that we constantly make a mistake on in this country, and big companies do this, and we've talked about this, is it becomes, marginal, consistent profit over people every time. Every single friggin' time.
Yeah. I am not.
You're going to hurt my,
surprised.
You're going to drop my balance sheet, even an eighth of a percent, you're gone.
Yeah.
Bye.
No, I hear you, man. I hear you.
Hey, listen, John, come on in and shut the door.
Yeah, right.
How long have you been working here, John? 31 years. And, always good reviews, and we appreciate all the work you've done for us. But listen, the company has got to move in a different direction. And I'm here to tell you that the new org chart came out, and your name just isn't on it.
Yeah.
So.
Yuck. You're fired. You're fired.
With those trailer payments and those seven kids.
Come on. You should have had six. What can you do about that now? Well, we'll uninsure six of them. They'll probably, die of infant diseases or something. But
but they got some time before they're killed off.
Right.
Might as well party.
So we're going to have to, terminate a couple of your kids in about 5 years, okay? We're going to reach a tipping point here. Because.
That's going to be up to you. You go ahead and choose.
Which ones? We suggest that you have some sort of competitive event, Hunger Games or something like that.
Exactly. We're heading in that direction. That's why I've always believed in the draft. for kids. You should have the draft. At the age of eight.
Well, Canada kind of does. You know, they actually
do. At the age of eight, you determine what special skills Timmy has, if any. And, you know, if you're poor, you can
Johnny
enter Timmy
has
into
none.
The draft, and he can be drafted by a rich couple. See? You can trade. Because the rich couple happen to get...
Right. They get the...
So you make the trade. You're like, you know, little Timmy here shows great aptitude for math.
But it would lead to the result we have, wouldn't it? I mean, because I think the descendants of some of these millionaires aren't that bright.
Right.
Okay. That
was my entire.
Yeah. No. I know. I mean. Yeah. So we actually that little fantasy has come to pass.
Yes. Yeah. Hey, listen. I love my kid, but you know, with me and my wife, he got no future. We're gonna miss you, little Timmy.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Good luck in college. I know you're only 10. But you're so much smarter than us. You have to go.
I know, man.
If there's any hope for us, you have to go. Carry our name. Screw you. I'm changing my name, Mom and Dad. It's not Timmy anymore. It's Blake. Bye.
Hey, Roy Moore beat this guy, Luther Strange, by 10 points almost.
Yeah, I don't care.
Wow.
Roy Moore is a misogynistic, racist, ignorant piece of shit.
Uh-oh.
I hope that goes out over the airways, and I hope I get in trouble for it. Because he's scum! and we'll see the endorsements by David Duke and, you know, the alt-right and Breitbart. Well, Breitbart's the one that pushed him. Steve Bannon!
Yeah, Bannon won. He got 100%. This guy was 100% backed by Bannon.
And the Mercers. Keep that in mind.
The Mercers, that's right.
Mercers are behind Bannon.
Where do they live?
The Mercers. You know, I don't know now.
It's Robert Mercer, hobbles. Right?
Yes, little hovels all over the country. They hide and duck and run, duck and cover. They're never in any one place too long, I don't think.
Let's see.
But they have billions of dollars and a small concentrated group of people.
Oh, CEO of Renaissance Technologies, a hedge fund, and he's a computer. He was trained as a computer scientist.
Yes, and he's
in
crazy.
AI.
Yeah.
And. I used to have a national youth science camp, or he went to one. Anyway, he's, I just wondered whether,
No, he's crazy.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's a good possibility they may try to pay somebody to hack your show. And
number one donor to federal candidates in the 2016 election cycle.
Yep. Human being, him and his daughter.
Huh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Tried to get her elected somewhere, some position.
John Bolton. he's a big supporter of Bolton. That's one of the biggest horses' asses ever born.
Yes.
Oh my yes. God. I'm surprised that he didn't. I guess Trump's just sort of like a cartoon of him, really.
Oh, man, I didn't hear. Mr. Case.
Obviously, we're seeing
somewhat of a breakdown of the modern day Republican Party. I think it's a shame.
You sound like what's his name?
This is William F. Buckley Jr.
Oh, yes.
I feel as if, unfortunately, there's certainly a certain air about the new modern-day Republican Party that would seem populous on the surface. However,
it's so
riddled in whatever.
Everyone refers to you as a crypto-Nazi. I mean, why is that?
I have no idea why someone would say that about me.
I think it was in Gore Vidal.
In this case, let me speak.
Yes.
I believe in freedom. Mr. Gaze,
no, you don't.
Tyranny will not prevail.
Yes, I plan to tyrannize you, Mr. Buckley.
I
plan to put you in a little sandbox.
Now. Good day.
And observe you with your ants.
Whew, man.
I hated him.
Okay, that's just creepy.
Oh, man, he's a dick.
Listen to that.
Jeez, I can't stand him.
Well, if you think he's creepy, what do you hear the next guy?
You know, man, you know, my moose turd pie, you know, slice this morning is getting challenged by Buckley.
Good morning, Mr. Case.
I'm not surprised to see you in the Moose Turd Cafe, Doctor.
I was talking with Agent Starling.
Yes.
And obviously she has suggested the Moose Turd Pie. However, I was not impressed until I added some fava beans and a nice Chianti.
Right. I see. Well, you know, maybe we should carry some port in the cafe. What do you think?
Man.
Whoa, man.
I got the chills.
Dr. Lecter. Whoa. Dr. Lecter. You know,
the cafe is
filling up here.
Yeah, but when he shows up, it's like you don't want him to stay very long.
No, his eating habits are just a little out of bounds.
If he looks at you too long, you're thinking he's thinking of a recipe.
That's right. Your ears look quite nice, actually.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I think a little butter, garlic, and a roast of some sort there. Perhaps over a flame, kind of like a marshmallow.
Maybe served with a risotto, a nice mushroom risotto.
Sounds like good executive prison food when we finally put Trump behind bars.
Possibly with a. I would probably pair that with an aioli, on the side for, just kind of.
I think we should actually, instead of giving him Trump and an aioli for his prison food, I think we should inject it into his aorta.
I have the best, I'm in the best shape of anybody ever that eats constantly fast food, ever.
I eat fast, ever. I shit fast. I sometimes can't tell the difference.
Hey, let's travel through 45's colon, everybody. Looks like things are backed up here.
Oh, God.
I'm the colon report guy. Good morning, everybody.
I recommend some moose turd pie.
45's colon. Oh, my goodness. Everything's stopped up. Gotta go.
Oh, man. Hello. Okay, we're practically part of verbal antifa here, but we'll be rebuked. That's okay. Nobody likes this.
Mr. Case, I think you're so offensive.
Governor!
On the radio.
Governor!
In this great state of the Mountaineer State of West Virginia, on behalf of your governor, Republican and Democrat, turn Republican again.
I want to ask you about your road bond. Oh, my God. You need a doctor. We can't even talk to you. You're incompetent and apparently incontinent as well. Come on, man.
Jeez. Problem. I'm trying to get rid of these steps in front of the bathroom.
I know. I'm glad you called me again on your daily struggle there.
I don't have no daily struggle. I make it every day. My son and I took care of people during an awful time.
I heard that you had a very limited participation. Oh, good Lord. We can't have that. This is a family radio, or at least we're banning some words. Good Lord, Governor.
I done did it.
Thank you. God.
Wow.
We may have to...
Wow, that got so mad this morning.
That was almost CK... level entertainment there for a minute.
Yeah, I thought maybe he may have gone.
Thank you. The governor is, by the way, on the road bond, I did finally find a pretty good rundown of by a lawyer, on the whole thing. And so It turns out the reason why it's not going to take a tax increase to get the bond is because they already increased the taxes last year, and Justice wants to use that increase as the leverage to pay for. In other words, you're going to be paying interest, a higher rate of interest, because West Virginia's bonds have been downgraded twice or three times. I can't remember how many in the past 5, 8 years, whatever. So the road bond. So the road bond then will be used, you know, to mainly. It turns out in Jefferson County, it's going to be 340. Is going to be widened between Charlestown, 340 and 51. Okay, are going to come have a bypass going straight out toward Inwood. Okay, right now you got to go through downtown Charlestown. Right, you get off 340 and get on 51. So now they're going to
make a ramp around that.
They're going to make some kind of deal and then make it four lanes to Inwood, because of course there's going to be a lot of traffic going to Inwood, presumably by people going to work at the new P&G.
Right.
Thing. So that's going to get them. And then there's going to be, I think, some in Berkeley County, there's going to be, I think, a similar thing that's going to happen. They're going to widen 81. I can't remember a certain part of that stretch there, because it gets kind of congested right now with all the through traffic. There's a whole bunch of projects, but there's a whole bunch of counties that get nothing. Absolutely
right,
nothing. But they're
all
paying for it.
Yeah, but they're paying out the ass for it. So, I forget my French, but that's the truth.
And so this is all new construction, okay? And the problem is that it doesn't explain what's going to be happening with the maintenance of existing roads, okay? And so it's interesting. We'll get it. Well, I'm going to try to get this guy who wrote this thing to call in.
All you got to do is drive around Jefferson County. To a certain extent, on some of these back roads, and turn the corner. You can't see. This is the most overgrowth I've seen since I've lived here.
Yeah.
You don't trim anything down that's close to the roads.
Right.
The county maintained. Now, even the state maintained is having a problem.
Right.
They're backed up. So, you know, you're going to increase accidents. You know, and actually, I think the accident rate went up. You know, fatal crashes went up. So,
yeah.
You know, you can't go off and drop the ball on trying to improve, you know, back road. I mean, it's not going to help in terms of delivering stuff. If you have that's real nice that you have a higher access, higher occupancy road, but you haven't done anything with the back road, so what's going to happen? You're not going to put any funding in to rework some of the back roads and make some of these small businesses whole by having a better delivery process. It's kind of like saying, you know what? Frontier's a great idea for high-speed internet for these small businesses. Really, ask the small businesses if it is. Because you're talking to somebody who works with somebody that owns a small business that uses that particular high-speed internet. And I have said and maintained that Frontier should change their name to Buffering.
Buffering. Buffering. Have a Buffering.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, you're
buffering,
right.
Buffering Inc. You know, yeah. You have these companies that come in and lock down these local and state politicians, and you get no competition. There's not even an effort for competition.
Well,
it's very much like pulling, you know, they keep pulling out little by little death by a million cuts for the Affordable Care Act. You know, we'll cut it here, we'll cut it there, and we'll cut it there, and it'll just fail on its own, because it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. They you know, constantly have predicted how bad it would be. Now, the one fascinating thing that I haven't seen anybody do a study on, and this is an interesting question to pose to just about everybody out there, is had the states, governors, opted in to the expansion, how much higher would the registration be? And how much better and more effective?
Oh, I think it would have captured most of the remaining uninsured.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They didn't want that to happen.
No, they did not.
Because the black guy did it.
Well, I mean, they don't want to. I mean, the black guy is incidental.
Also, it's their interest in Big Pharma as well.
I think actually they don't. I mean, I think they're fundamentally opposed to the principle of universal care, because that's a socialized medicine right. Okay, and they don't want to create any new human rights.
Well, I mean, they're fundamentally opposed to socialized medicine for us.
Because they're opposed to socialism of any kind.
They're not opposed to having their own high dollar health care.
But I mean, if they can get you to pay for it, all the best, but they can afford it. They don't have, I mean, that one way or another, they don't care about that, I don't think, you know. They can afford their own health care. They can buy their own personal doctors if they want to, and, you know, so that's not a problem for them. I mean, what you're really fundamentally dealing with is the theory, you know, that this struggle over wealth, you know, and over, you know, success and failure is like there's no protecting people from their failures. That kind of, and that's the ideology. And therefore, you know, you don't socialize anything.
This
survival of the fittest. You know, you don't have any public goods.
There's no protecting Mike Diesel from his last batch.
And the problem with that theory is that it's based on, you know, a non-existent economics. Okay, that is a complete fantasy. The libertarian, but they all buy into. There's a whole bunch of them that buy into it. The billionaires all buying into it because they believe it as keep in mind, once you're a billionaire, the billion drives you. You don't drive it.
Right. Well, the other thing too is it's interesting is you have folks at the lower levels of the economic spectrum supporting libertarianism because they constantly are pounded and read messages of bad tax investments. You know, but they're never given an opportunity to see what the actual impact is of a combined state, local, and federal investment is over a long period, both to the area ecologically, economically. When we're talking about stimulus and increases in taxes, and what that actually does. Now, sure, there's going to be some people who game that system, like there's people that game any system. But percentage-wise, it's curious to speculate how many do that, because I don't see the numbers they're talking about. And it falls back on what you just said. It's a fantasy land.
Yeah, I mean, there's no...
They continue to justify it by just continuing to, you know, load everyone up, you know, right. Online. You know, oh, libertarians, unite!
So it turns out that Robert Mercer lives out here at something called, a mansion called Owl's Nest in a place on Long Island called the Head of the Harbor. It's got a mansion out there. All right. I'm just trying to. Why can't we set up picket lines in front of these billionaires' mansions?
Yeah.
I mean, why not? Okay. And say, you know, look, these guys that are these are guys that are buying and paying for the Steve Bannons, Breitbart. You know. This is unbelievable.
Whether he wants to continue to shy away from the spotlight this time around, he's not going to be able to. And I think you're going to see some of that.
You know, it's just
you're gonna see some folks.
I hope so. I hope everybody starts running away. I mean,
By the way, everybody, we're just on the bottom of the hour.
I know it's about to. We're a podcast. I just got the other podcast up. You know, right before we.
I did want to mention that Bryce Harper came back in the lineup last night and went 0-2.
0-2.
He swung the bat well, but we lost. And Gio Gonzalez had a tough time. He had a rough outing. His pitch count was way up. By the fifth inning, he had thrown way too many pitches.
Yeah.
Couldn't quite grasp his curveball, which is devastating, but he couldn't get a hold of it last night.
I mean, it got a hold of him.
Yes, it did. However, there was Howie Kendrick did hit a home run. But that was it.
Okay. Well,
And that's lost. The Nats lost to the Phillies 5-1.
Well, okay, the Phillies...
Okay, I get a chance to play him again tonight, so it should be interesting.
Okay. So you're going to watch tonight, too?
I'll probably take. Yeah, I'm kind of
okay.
And so we got tonight, and then they come home.
Right.
For what's tonight? What's today? Tuesday.
Yeah. No, it's Wednesday.
It's Wednesday.
Because today's garbage day. I got to put my garbage out tonight.
Yeah, they got a late night departure, and then they'll be playing their last home series and the last series of the year against the Pittsburgh Pirates Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Wow. Okay. Well, Mike, it's been good talking to you this morning in the Moose Turd Cafe. And, you know, I think we...
To sign up, prescribe to the Moose Turd Cafe. It doesn't necessarily mean it's a meal, but it's a meal for your ears.
Yeah, man, it's good, though. I want to thank
Bob.
I want to thank Jim Justice, you know, and
Mitch McConnell.
Mitch McConnell from showing up here a little bit. I know
William
I abused
F.
them.
But from the great beyond, he showed up.
Well, yeah, that's right. William F. Buckley was here.
And before we go, I think maybe it might be appropriate to say, John.
Oh, Senator Sanders, thank you for coming in this morning.
Nice to be here, John. Thank you.
Appreciate it. I'm sorry about our fare, Senator Sanders, but when you try one of our pies, I think the rest of the day will be just sunshiny by comparison.
Well, listen, I just wanted to say congratulations to the resistance for fighting back against this horrible, horrible Republican plan.
Right.
It is a mess, and I say we all go and think about single payer. The opportunity for us to do this has never been greater.
I think you're right.
Enough is enough.
That's right.
All right, everybody.
Thank you so much. Thank you much, Senator Sanders. We'll end on that today, and so you can find some celebrities in the Moose Turd Cafe, and I, you know, that brought here by courtesy of Brother Diesel and his entourage.
Thank you, everyone.
All right, take care, man. Take care of each other, everybody. It's late, but everything comes next. And we're going to return to our regularly scheduled music here for a second as we lead up to an interview at 8 o'clock. I got to get ready for that a little bit right now. And we're going to continue on here with, Fly Me to the Moon, basically.